Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfuckers always want to know some shit. I'm sending you some damn free info. It's free for all Friday up in this song, bitch. Miss Natasha. Triple X. You on the line, girl. What's happening? Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello. Please get your phone out of the toilet.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Stop laying on the phone, goddammit. I know you're in the dark. Shit.
I'm sorry. I had my hands free on. Obviously, it's not fucking working.
You had your who?
So good. Oh, my hands free.
What's that?
It's all good. Hands
What's that?
Free, man. Like,
Oh, for your microphone thing?
When you're on the when you're on your phone.
Oh.
The hands-free for the phone? No. Okay, it's all good. Doesn't matter. Hey, how you doing?
I'm chilling like dog villain. Got to figure that one out. Well, chilling like a villain. We done got our thunderstorms, cloudy thunderstorms today. That shit came in and left in 10 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Thawed in and rolled, and 10 minutes later, it's sunshine again. So it's a hot 70-something degrees right about now in Florida.
I'm so jealous.
Wow, what's the temp over there?
Oh,
you
got. I don't know, man. It's Celsius about.
I don't know no fucking Celsius. Shit, I ain't got 12, no damn 12, converter. 13
degrees. Well, you know, whatever.
We Fahrenheit, goddamn
it. I'll figure it out.
Fahrenheit.
I'm gonna have to learn that. I know how hot it gets in the summer, but I don't know how cold it gets in the winter right here.
Oh.
I will definitely find out for you.
All right. Well, hey, hold on, let me drop this into the room real quick for Goofy and everybody. Check that link out, 270, Goofy. That's about the damn, we're going to start this off talking about Free Fall Friday. First of all, you know what I'm saying, is whatever's clever, you know. You bring it up, we're going to talk about it. You know, we got the special edition today with the international co-host, Miss Natasha, Triple X, you know what I'm saying? Coming all the way from Australia, repping Macedonia. That's how we do it, man. International up in this bitch. So it's time to have a good time. Listen to some hot indie music all around the world. You already know my motto. Bring your ass. Bring your what? Your ass. Bring your ass.
My ass. Bring your ass. It just doesn't sound right coming out of my mouth for real.
Bring your ass. Oh, shit. Yeah, go ahead and bring them on crazy. In, girl. Bring them on yeah. in, girl. You got it. 200.
Caller, you on the air? Hi.
Hello.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hello.
How are y'all doing today?
Just got to put premium for so you can screen some motherfucking calls and shit.
We're good, thank you.
Pull a bitch to the side. So you can pull a bitch to the side and talk, straighten their ass out first before they come on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck's happening, man? Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. This is Free Fall Friday. What's happening? First caller, where the fuck you calling from? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Mars.
All right, well, that's what I'm talking about. We interplanetary here. Meet Florida and Australia. And everybody, this is Mars. What's happening, Mars?
What's up, Mars?
I got a question.
Man, you need a Clorox or something.
What's
up? You got damn Nicola. What's your address, man? I'm seeing some Nicola, man. The original shit.
Well, I moved from Mars to Texas.
Oh, this goddamn said the fucking J.
Oh my goodness.
Oh shit, that is stupid, man. Oh hell no. Well, we're calling it through the back door. It's all good, man. How about send your ass some Clorox, goddammit? Listerine, something. Your throat sounded kind of hoarse there. You know? Hey, did you check that clip out, man?
Yeah,
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
did you?
That shit was wild, ain't it?
Isn't that crazy? My cousin sent me that. She sends me some crazy shit. And she sent me that, and I was just like, what the fuck? Like,
that's
seriously?
Some shit they wouldn't put on the, they wouldn't even put that on the news. Damn, that's some, whoa. That's some shit.
Man.
So these touch. What we talking about, everybody, is this is a video that was sent, you know what I'm saying, shared via Australia. And I don't know where it was from, India or some damn well. This motherfucking dude on top of the damn commuter train, electric, with power lines over top. His dumb ass, instead of coming down, he decides to go ahead and stick his hand in there. So subsequently, when you're standing on top of a metal train, and you touch a fucking power line, you instantly become a what? A goddamn conductor of fucking electricity, and it's trying to get to the goddamn ground through your ass. And his ass got tapped twice before he couldn't even let that bitch go pow, pow, and bang, bang, this motherfucking ass. Damn. Boy, that's some, that's some painful shit. Damn, boy, he ain't feel shit. He instantly gone, bam. And his ass was sitting there smoking and shit. They could have ate his ass. He was already cooked. We got some barbecue Indian shit. Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
Served his ass up. Dragged his ass off. Served his ass up. Fuck it.
Oh, God.
Teach your ass to touch power lines around here, you bitch. You. Shit. Give me that arm, goddammit. Yeah, I'll take that left elbow. Fried. I think a left elbow fried real hard.
You were terrible. Stop.
Oh, shit. Hell nah, man. There's no room for stupidity in the world. There's no room for stupidity. Not like that. That's just blatant. Goddamn. Oh, shit. I was supposed to add you to the network. Fuck. I'll add you to the network. Coming to my world. Coming to my world. Man.
It's a goofy bone. What's up, Mr. Goofy Bone?
There you go. Yeah, that shit. That shit there is off the fucking chain, man. Yeah, shouts out to Vice Grip. We got the Vice Grip Unity show scheduled 2-4 today. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all swing through and check the show out. It's going down. Said he ain't got a show scheduled, do you? You late nights.
Huh?
You late tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Let me step on.
I'm real late tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How late?
Like, I'm at 3.
Real
late. I'm at 3 a.m. I'm at 4 a.m. Eastern time, Leaks.
Nigga, what the hell are you trying to do? A stay up to the next day and shit? You know you're going to do a damn 3 hours. You guys going to be up 7 in the fucking morning.
Oh, yeah, I ain't doing 3 hours. I'll do 2 hours.
Do
three? Like, yeah.
Oh, I ain't doing. Damn, 3 hours be stretching you, boy. You got to be ready to throw them gloves through the 3 hours, boy. But when I go premium, goddammit, I'm taking it to the max. 3 hours every motherfucking day. Fucking right. I'm stretching y'all ass out. Blowing the goddamn servers up. Motherfucking right, fucking with me, shit. 6 hours of power, fucking with smell so good. Damn right. Shit.
Because, you do 2-3 hour shows, yeah.
Hey, damn right. I'm like, going back to back. I did that shit. I did a 12-hour marathon. When that was in, what, March? That's when I did that? No, that was 2 hour, 2-4-6, 8-hour marathon. Didn't use everybody's show and shit. Did double shows. That shit, that was crazy. Nigga was up like a motherfucker. I was up like a song bitch. You know? Mm-hmm. But, I sent the other link, man, talking about some old crazy shit, too. The body of, how the hell is he? Okay, they call him American actor, but his ass was from, he was Chinese or some shit.
David Carter. He wasn't Chinese. He was known for being in those kung fu movies, David Carradine.
I'm saying his nationality, though, is actually Oriental.
Yeah,
ain't it? Or is he white, dude? He looked Chinese, shit. I don't know. Well, fuck it. They talking about his ass got... They talking about his ass got found in the goddamn closet in a motherfucking hotel now with his goddamn balls tied up and a motherfucking rope around his neck, and both of them was tied together. And that's suicide.
Yeah,
what? How the fuck? That don't even sound right. How the fuck do a... Hold on, Tosh, because you just ain't got nothing to do with you now. Said it, my brother.
What's up, man?
How do you tie your balls together, brother? How do you even get past that point of tying your balls together to even get it to your neck?
Before you,
ain't no fucking way. Suffocation, your balls are suffocating. You're finna get some blue balls going on. And some pain is finna be like, oh, and you ain't even motherfucking got time to be trying to wrap no shit around your neck. Hell no. That's some old Bangkok style, got his ass Bangkoked. Shit, that's fucked up, man. How they trying to call it, talking about it was accidental. How the fuck do you accidentally tie your balls together? Fucking accidentally tie your damn balls together? What kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that, man? Hey, what's up, Mr. Thomas Wilson? You know what I'm saying? Popped off in here checking out the Wrecking the Game radio show, you know what I'm saying? With my Australian international host, Miss Natasha Triple X.
Yeah. Hey, Thomas.
That's what I'm talking about. 12 a.m. We 12 a.m. late night with Miss Natasha.
Yeah.
Going down. Ooh. I can't do all the Sweet D Love shit up in now.
Oh my goodness.
See, D Love make you want to fuck something, man. Shit, you be ready to fuck something. You're like, damn. Like, what the fuck going on? I was stuck there too, boy. You make you want to fly to New York for real. Shit, girl, let me rock that boat.
Don't let it say.
Get all the friends off in there just last night. Get all into it. Fucking Whispering Fans and Jay. And, that's the whole little breathe pack. Goddamn breathe pack. They get the breathing, boy. Woo, we got to record that and shit. Run that back on the shelf. Run that back on the shelf.
They start charging about an hour for that.
I've been told that. They told them now I'm going to have to be their booking agent, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Book some private shows, you know. Book some private shows. Yeah. These are private only shows. Yeah, y'all got to pay. We have to pay a subscription to talk, just to talk, goddamn. You ain't even getting to see nothing but a picture. But the conversation is worth $5. Huh? Yeah. Y'all ain't ready for it. Y'all ain't ready for it.
Ready.
It's going to be the Natasha Triple X show. Uh-huh. We're going to get it in. We get it in. Like Tupac say. I know. I mean, that was 50, my man. We get it in. Uh-oh. Hold on. Late breaking news out of Anchorage, Alaska. This is the Anchorage Daily News. Man fatally wounded in crowded parking lot in the afternoon. Victim was in backseat of SUV parked in front of the Sports Authority. Wow. A man was gunned down in a brazen broad daylight assault in one of Anchorage's largest shopping areas Thursday. The victim later died from his wounds at hospital. The shooting occurred in the crowded parking lot in front of Sports Authority on Old Seward Highway near Diamond Boulevard. I was there just last night. About 1:10 p.m., bullet struck the 23-year-old George Alfred Young, who was in the back of an SUV, twice, once in his neck and once in the chest. Witnesses said he appeared conscious at the time after the shooting before he was sped away in an ambulance. Police had not taken any suspects into custody Thursday evening, and the motive for the shooting remained unknown. From every indication, that is a not a random shooting, police lieutenant. Nah, hell, fuck, nah, it ain't random, motherfucker. He got shot in the goddamn neck. Oh, I'm sorry. There was apparently some kind of relationship between the suspect and the victim. What we don't know yet. All right. Shit. There you go. It's the anchor. Oh, wait a minute. More news. Hold on. Young was in the back seat. Oh, okay. All right. Got attacked. Some other stuff happened. Bullets went flying. Black and blue sneakers. Said two men with a rifle. Woman yelling. Windows busted. Busy daughter away with commotion. And that's the news. All right. Don't want to read any more of it, goddammit. Go to adn.com/news/Alaska/crime/story/819592.html. If you can remember all that, when fucking check it out. And we're back.
I love the way you say, out of all of that, I love the way you say ambulance.
What, ambulance? It's an ambulance, girl. Ain't no ambulance. It's an ambulance. I need a motherfucking ambulance. I need a motherfucking ambulance. Shit. Hurry up.
I love it.
I need a motherfucking ambulance. Shit, what is it? Alabamians. We talking about Bambalance. Send me a Bambalance. I need a Bambalance to 415. I'm like, what? A Bambalance. It's like a B, bitch. How you add a fucking letter on to a goddamn ambulance? Give me a Bambalance. I need a Bambalance to 445 Canterbury Lane. Please. Is the Bambalance on the way? Shit, this is an emergency. It's an emergency. You take all the E's out of there. Emergency. Yeah, you heard me. E-M-U-gency. Emergency.
Sound like Elmer Fudd. God, that ain't sound like Elmer Fudd.
He's
very quiet.
Oh, man. Oh, shit, man. Hell no. Hey, Mr. Thomas Wilson, man, brother, check out that link. Well, let me drop it. I'm gonna drop it one more time. You can check it. Check it out. This is some shocking video, man. Check out this video. Ignoramus is around the world. You know what I'm saying? We sharing their story. This one's for you, bud. This paste is for you, brother. The one that grabbed the goddamn. Kids, well, ain't no kids listen to this show, so adults, please tell your kids don't touch power lines, period. And definitely not when you stand in contact with some fucking metal. That's not a good combination. Shit. Motherfucker look like fried beef on the train. The new movie, Fried Beef on the Train. Uh-oh, 414, can't touch that. I had to go on my MC Hammer moment real quick. I had to go on my MC Hammer, put my pants on real quick. I almost flew away, shit. I almost flew away. My pants too big. Oh, no. Oh, my bad. I'm back, and I'm back. 414, what happened?
What up?
What?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm chilling like...
Hey, I got some topics for you.
What's happening?
I got some questions for you.
Oh,
for,
shit.
For your listeners.
Here we go.
Is that you, Abu?
Yeah, what's up, Miss T?
Natasha.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to say it. You got to say it real, real dirty like that every time. Natasha.
Like, Natasha.
Yeah, there you go. Like you're letting it out. Oh, yeah, Natasha.
But here's the first question to ponder. Okay, what's the maximum number of freakness points on a scale from 1 to 10 can a person get in just a twosome?
What's up, Easy Rider? Can a who what to happen?
Okay, you know, when we talk about freakness, like freaky people, right?
All right.
Okay, on a scale from 1 to 10, you have to go beyond a twosome to be freaky, like a 10, right? Like, there has to be a menage a trois involved if you're a 10 on a freaky scale, don't you think?
Hell no, nah, because if you're doing a menage a trois with a fucking horse, your ass is in the 20s. Shit, it
First
ain't.
Of all,
it depends on what you're talking about, menage a trois with.
I'm not going outside that box. No,
well, I done seen some shit in this world. So,
I'm sure you probably have, but.
The internet is a very vast place.
No,
you
I'm talking about the heterosexual. The,
oh.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, well, shit. I don't know. It depends. If it's with a midget, it might take a few of them, you know what I'm saying? To equal, you know, one good fuck, so.
You so, know, multiple partners have to be involved in the freakness scale of 10, right?
Yeah, but see, if you got like five midgets, they only be like one dude. So, you know what I'm saying?
You're crazy, dude. You're crazy.
They could just work more areas and shit, you know what I mean?
Wow. Wow.
Little Joe, you get the feet, I get the tennis. Big John, the little 4 foot midget, you know, everybody else 3 feet, he the one to get the pussy and shit. The 4 foot midget come in. Damn, what happened to this midget? He getting the pussy and shit. Everybody else is sucking on shit, you know, getting molested by five midgets, you know, goes down.
Damn.
That's one man, though. That's only one man. Five midgets is one man.
Wow.
Oh, my bad. Do y'all agree with that? Tasha, do you agree with that?
No comment. I don't have anything to say to that.
No comment?
No, I'm not commenting.
You wouldn't do
no
it
comment.
With a midget? You know? You wouldn't let five midgets freak
you
down?
There. I thought you were giving
you know
me.
What? I'm really not that attracted to midgets, but they are good because they would be good because they're like walking head jobs. That's so good. Other than that, they're not good.
Wow. Walking
man.
Head jobs. Wow, what a cool little person.
Oh,
look
man.
At that walking head job right there.
That's how I be feeling, though. I see little motherfucking females and shit with the little big heads and fat asses. I'm like, damn, she right. She like, right down. She right down, you know what I mean? You can't even touch your toes. I be still hitting your head and shit. I'm on your back, girl. I'm on your back. Like, damn. Hold on. Pick up like a wheelbarrow. You know what I'm saying? Like, bang, bang, bang.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Girl, I hope you got some strong arms. Oh, shit. Yeah, they're going to do some push-ups in a minute, goddammit.
You can thank Abu for this one.
Oh, man. Woo! Shouts out to Abu, man. Shouts out to Wisconsin cheese, man. Best fucking cheese. Goddamn right. Fucking right. I said that. I want my free cheese, too. I keep giving y'all shout-outs. Shit. I'm sending my
you want some free cheese?
Fucking right. That damn Wisconsin American cheese.
By the time you get your house, it'll be melted cheese.
It should be Limburger. What the fuck is this? This that Limburger. This that special edition. You don't even know nothing about this.
The next question was voyeurism. Do you like to be watched or do you like to watch?
Oh, voyeurism?
Voyeurism, yeah.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about me personally. But Natasha, you can answer that question. I don't give a fuck. You look at you, man, you better watch your ass. I might, all in the room. Oh, somebody might get it tonight. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Watch your back. You might get it on the back. What is that? Is that moose in my hair? Is that moose? Fucking right.
Oh, my God.
I whip it out into everywhere. Put it in the fan so it can circulate in the room. Yeah. I do a something by Mary. Put it on the ceiling so when you come in, it drop down on you.
Yeah.
are terrible.
So, Natasha, what's your take on that?
I don't know, man. I'm good with either.
Say what?
I'm good with that. I'm good with either.
Oh.
Wow.
Fucking lie that.
See me being the actor that I am.
Oh, you an actor? What, you in porn? Ah, bull, the long man. Mm-hmm. What you in Indian flicks and shit? You be going
Indian yeah. flicks.
Yeah, hitting Pakistani chicks and shit.
I'm telling.
What did you say, Patty?
When I'm off work, please leave work related stuff out of my mind when I'm off work.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like your damn job calling me and shit, but that's coming for an on call. Like damn. But
nigga, is you drinking?
My job called me, and they were like asking about. They were trying to ask me to call people for art to come in for them today. And so
You had me stoned for a minute, and I ain't even hit the blunt yet. You know what I'm saying?
And they were driving me fucking this. I'm like, they woke my ass up this morning. That bullshit. I was like, damn.
Oh, yeah, ain't no name. Let me tell y'all something. Ain't no fucking call-ins. Fuck that shit. When your ass is off, your ass is off. Don't be trying to be no superhero.
They want y'all to call me.
Save the goddamn company and shit. Fuck that company, man. Shit. Bitch, you better go get the janitor.
I got a fucking sign on my head. I got a sign on my chest that say, do not call me in my office. That misses. I walk around. It's an invisible sign. They don't have to call me. Because they do, I'm going there and I'm going to be.
He says it's invisible. I let their ass know. I don't do call-ins. That's one thing that when I'm at in the interview, no call-ins.
They did to me. Went there to me a couple times. I went to work pissed off like a bug. They were like, shit, we better not do that again. Yeah, y'all better not.
Net. Yeah, hell fucking right. Yes, goddamn. Miss Natasha Triple X is my official new co-host. Fucking right, Miss Nettie Net. Shit, you ain't got the PM me, girl. I'm listening. Shit.
You don't have the what on you?
Huh?
What'd you say? She don't have the what on you?
No, she's my new co-host.
But what'd you say after that? You don't have the what on me?
Oh, PM me.
Oh, this PM.
Private, yeah, private message. No, PO me. You got a PO me, girl.
No, because we had a list of these fetishes the other night, and... Oh my God!
Oh, hell nah, I ain't got no fetishes at all. I ain't got no fetishes unless it's smoking weed while I'm fucking. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you handle yours, girl. I'm handling mine. Everything is a workout.
Speaking of calling, I'm sure if you were a porno star, you wouldn't mind the calling. If they called you up and say, "Hey, dude, I need you in here, Ricky."
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no, I don't do the porn type shit, though. I don't just swing it like that. Nah, brother, not the male prostitute type. Don't do it like that, man. That's all that is. Not dick on demand, you know what I'm saying? I ain't dick on demand. brother. I don't do it like that. But back in the day, I sent Tasha a picture. I was tempted to go and be a stripper, you know what I'm saying? That's when I came out of the military all buffed and shit. You know what I'm saying? Looking like super sexy. And then I was like, I'll go ahead and make some quick change. You know what I'm saying? Put my dick on a couple of foreheads and, you know, and then, you know, get paid. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't work out that way. You know what I'm saying? But I got some pictures. But not to share with y'all. You know, not to share with y'all. You know. Not if you swinging that way. Not to swing. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I love it.
Oh, don't talk shit. Hold up, Miss Nettie. Don't come up here trying to tip my cows, all right? Goddamn, don't come up here hitting my mailboxes off and shit. I mean, I understand that's how y'all do it in Texas, but don't come ride my horses down here. Shit. All right. I had a chat. I'm sorry, y'all. That was in the chat room. You know, we got arguments via the chat room. You know, y'all can log on if y'all want to get into the debate. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. S-M-E-L-L-Y-B-T-R. And, oh, isn't it? I got to set the damn show to adults only. At, yeah, that's the new thing I've been starting to do. You know what I'm saying? What it is, I'm really about half into the hour. I set the show to adults only. So if your ass can't find the show, you see what it say. No soliciting, goddammit. What? No soliciting. Well, so we'll go on down. Uh-oh, we back. And we back. So, Mr. Abu.
Yeah.
How was your day today?
It's all right so far.
Yeah, is it raining in Wisconsin?
No,
it's raining cheese. Hallelujah,
no.
It's raining cheese.
No, it's actually rather warm today, about 75 degrees.
Oh, shit. Y'all trying to mimic Florida. Y'all ain't Florida, man. Y'all ain't Florida.
No, we ain't Florida, that's for sure.
Oh, well, you know, hey. Everybody can't be hot, cold, fucking rain, and goddamn fall all in one day. You know what I'm saying? That's
I think I found a way to mimic an orgasm.
Mimic? Hold on, we got Goofy off in here. Goofy, what happened, Captain? Can you motherfucking talk?
Man, I've been waiting on hold for almost 10 minutes now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You's a mother flipping liar. You just damn said something. You've been in there.
It's cold now.
What's up, everybody? Miss Tasha, how you doing, sexy?
Hey, sweetheart. I'm really good. I'm better now. Now that you're
Where are you at? You in bed?
Oh, look at this shit. I charge for talking to my co-host there.
I'll pay you.
Yeah, this is the go towards my premium cost of for my show.
Hey, did you sample that shit?
What's that?
Are you sampling that premium shit?
No, I ain't paying for it. July 1st, goddammit, I'm going premium. Buy it. This is what I was talking about with Vice Grip. Me, you, and Seti, you know what I'm saying? We charge all the artists, y'all stars, you know, we make up one flyer, just a universal flyer, you know what I'm saying, that's promoting, you know what I'm saying, Blog Talk. Charge the artists $20 a month, make a program, $20 a month, you get played on 4 different shows, and then you get your music listed on SoundClick, you know what I'm saying, which that way you can see chart stats on it, see how your song doing.
Oh, okay, I don't know how that worked, but yeah, I guess that sounds good.
I'm saying, how that sound?
Because
you know you got, because you gonna have people, and once we do the fly up, you gonna have artists. I mean, I already got artists and people asking me, you know what I'm saying, how much, you know what I'm saying. So if I'm gonna pay $40 for this damn service, plus my motherfucking free time, shitting me.
Yeah, there you go.
So, I mean, $20 a month, you can't beat that. 4 different radio stations?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, man. That's the shit.
I know. You paying like $1,000 or something?
Hey, Seti.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And you talking about monthly, so you all month long, you getting played. All month long, so that's a good fucking deal. You spend, you in rotation.
Shows, 4 shows a week, too. So that's 4 shows a week you getting played. At least then your show you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So that's what I'm saying. And then you got Goofy Bone. Technically 10 for Goofy.
Yeah, because I'm on Monday through Friday, and then sometimes on the weekends too.
I'm showing up. I'm showing up.
We all need to sit down and talk and see how this gonna work out. Because this gonna pay for our premium shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know all these motherfuckers around here gonna shoot me $20. You know what I'm saying, to do that shit. But what I'm saying is, I wanna make sure we keep, you know, like a log of this shit. So basically, I mean, so you can get your, you know, if I'm playing your music, you get some ASCAP spins off of it. You know what I'm saying? That's what the dude told me. We would just have to need to keep track of the motherfuckers that we actually playing, like a little log. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So. I guess
so, like, if they listen in, you know, this is, you know, when we going to play your song and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
And then that way we can definitely get their fans to call in and hear their shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to have a specific time.
Wow, smells so good. It's organizing us. Yeah, that sounds good. That's what I'm talking about.
The fucking trilateral
hell
commission,
yeah.
God damn it.
The
trilateral commission.
Hey, hold up, y'all.
Fucking
hold up.
Right. Getting
get
right.
It's a repelling out. Damn fly lady trying to come out damn office while we're talking. Get the fuck out of here.
The what?
Where's she at?
She was trying to come to the office while we were talking, man. I had to get her out of here. You know how she be.
Oh, okay.
She just walk into anybody's office and just do whatever she want to do.
Who the fuck is the fly lady?
Who's the fly lady, Goofy?
Oh, you don't know the man. We'll talk about her, lady. And, hey, Smelly, what kind of phone you got, homie?
Man, I got a motherfucking top-of-the-line Smell So Good 2000 Office X 4000 with a Kung Fu grip.
No. Serious. What kind of boost you got?
Oh, I ain't on boost. I'm on my regular house phone. I ain't on
no,
the boost yet.
No, but I mean, what kind of boost you got?
Oh, regular flip. No, shit, the one, the 65 on.
Is it the I776W?
Is I believe that bitch is basic. That means it's the cheapest one. Shit, I don't know. Shit,
okay.
Basic. Got something for them flies, goddammit. Hold on. For these motherfucking flies on this goddamn shit. Buzz around this.
AM, the phone rang.
Commando Pester.
It was 9 a.m. The phone rang.
Remix.
Commando Pest Eradication.
Damn.
You saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys. We got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature.
All right. Peace out, Tom.
So you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication.
Oh, I got him.
Only the most.
That's why I'm playing this commercial.
To rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front. Your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir. But I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Yeah, and this is for the motherfucking guest. We don't play that shit. Go sign up, biatch! You.
Later.
That
got
do
thrown
it.
Out the window.
Pest Eradication, goddammit. I had to play that commercial. We don't play no guests on this show. A couple other people let people, you know, come in and spy on their shit. You will not spy on our shit. You know what I'm saying? If we took the time to go ahead and, goddammit, come here and bring y'all some funny shit, interesting shit, whatever the fuck we bringing you type shit, then y'all should be able to go ahead and take the time to take 2 minutes and sign up as a listener or as a fan to show us some love for what we doing for y'all. So, hey, all that sitting in and now, nah, fuck that. I ain't with that bullshit. You won't do it on my show. No guests. In the trilateral.
No. No. No.
No what?
No.
Nigga, is you talking to Boo News or something?
Oh, no, I'm talking to somebody else.
God damn it. Don't want to smoke some weed or something? The fuck going on? Isn't it? No, Boo. You can't hit this. No. No. fuck it. Here. Fucking dog, shit. Fuck out of here.
Shout out to Boo News.
Goddamn Boo News. Damn dog. Fucking crazy dog. Fucking crazy dog, man.
So anyways, I wanted to speak to the head of the Trilateral Commission, DJ Smells So Good. How are you doing today?
Dun, 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 dun. I got a motherfucking daily word for everybody. How about that?
Okay.
This reads, laughter is an instant vacation. When a man loses his laughter, he loses his footing. So have a happy weekend, everybody. Huh? I guess I should have read that at the end, huh? fuck it. I read it now. You know what I'm saying? Who knows when the end is? The fly ladies come in, fly in, and cut us off and shit, you know. To go in there and kick all her guests' ass, all 300 of them. I don't know if she's feeling icy color people and shit or something.
She'll let them all fly in. They all just got little pixie dust flying around the darn room and everything. It's ridiculous.
Hell no. Some pixies there. Bitches in costume on the show. They can't even be seen and shit. Like, at least y'all can plug up a webcam, motherfucker. They sitting in costumes.
Oh, she had a webcam up now. The one and only time with her suit. It's like an old white woman.
And she's like, she's
an old white woman.
And she's like jammed in the corner. If you look at her webcam, it looks like she's all like cramped in a corner.
Hell no. Bitch, get over there and do the show. Hurry up. Hurry up, Grandma. Get your ass over there and do the show. Fucking fly lady. Fly your ass over there in that corner.
You know what? I know what happened. She could have had a corner office, but she said she wanted to be humble instead of in the cubicle. Fuck that. John
yes, please.
Sweet asked me, he said, John Sweet walked up to me, he said he's just, you want an office? I said, yes, give me a damn office.
That's nice. You probably blew him for that corner office because I'm over here in the fucking front right where everyone walks in.
Hell no.
Get my dang office in.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to re-edit my show. It's time to lock the show now. K-clack pow! How you like me now?
Why you got
to
re-edit your show? You're already on the live thing.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to see. I do it. I put it on mature, and I switch it to a dose. Man, fuck that. I'm going premium, guys. Yeah,
man.
Sorry about that.
Dude, don't be telling live and stuff that they're not supposed to hear.
We going private. Fuck it.
Anyway.
Private room only.
Where's Miss Tasha at? I don't even hear her.
I'm here.
Oh, are you?
There. Oh.
Where
shit.
Are you?
Yes, I am. There. I am in my bedroom.
Why?
Oh, really?
Because I'm getting dressed.
You okay. Getting dressed? You going out?
Well, let me help you get undressed.
Yeah, tell her, Steady. Let me help you get undressed.
Wait. You say you going out? You getting ready to go out?
No. Yeah,
oh,
I'm going
like,
out. I said no.
Oh, I thought you said yeah. I'm like, you getting...
I'm saying home with all of you.
I'm finna say, cause I'm finna come through this phone like Freddy Krueger and be like, what the fuck going on over there? You know what I'm saying? Shit. All the way from Florida to Australia. Florida to Australia. Through the phone. Through the phone. Shit. Uh-huh. Freddie can do it, goddamn it. I can do it. Shit. Like that.
I guess.
Yeah.
So we got Wisconsin. We got Texas. And we got San Jose, California, Florida. And all the way to Australia. You know what I'm saying? We all represent. Easy Rider, where y'all represent? We need Easy Rider to Easy Rider.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh,
he's
Pennsylvania.
A penguin. That's a penguin right there.
Ping, 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 ping. Shouts out to Pittsburgh, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell y'all doing currently, but shouts out to y'all.
They're in the playoffs. They're playing for the NHL championship.
And I reiterate myself, I don't know what the hell y'all doing, but shout
hockey.
Out to y'all sports.
They're doing hockey.
As I reiterate.
Reiterate yourself. I mean, shit, all you fucking want. I'm glad
what?
You know, reiterator.
They're polishing the Super Bowl trophy. That's what they're doing.
They huh?
They're polishing the Super Bowl trophy. That's what they're doing.
Oh, Pittsburgh. There's a Peter
yeah.
on my Peter. Knock
boom.
It off.
Boom.
Yeah, if an indie artist made it, yeah, I got it. There's only indie artist radio here. That's all we promote and play. What the hell is this? This is Vice Grip calling me on the bat line. Hold on. Oh, he actually calling me. What's this show number? Watch this. He's going to ask you what the show number is. Watch this. What's up, Vice?
You got the show?
Yeah, what's up?
Give me the number for the show. Give me the number for the show.
Wow.
It's, the call-in number is 347. 237?
237?
Yeah, 237?
Yeah. 5125.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. Shit, I don't know.
What was the question?
No, I'm trying to find his phone number to his show. Who?
Number missing for your number.
No, 347-237-5125.
All right.
Oh, I need to say it politically correct. 237-5125. Isn't that Australian?
Oh, my goodness. I think
I'm a black Aussie. Black Aussie. Are you calling me a black ass? Oh, what'd you say?
646-909-646.
The
fuck?
Hold on. What happened? There you go. Vice Grip Unity Show. What happened, Goop?
No, you don't. You're full of shit. People are just full of shit nowadays.
Oh, what happened?
No, I just looked at somebody who sent me something, and it's just BS.
It's when, where, and how.
How about on the counter over there?
Oh my goodness.
hey. Hey, Abu.
Yeah.
You heard,
Who the fuck is Abu?
That's, man, hold up, homie. Don't become sliding all up in here skeeting on everybody, man.
I just said, who the fuck? I'm sorry, bro. I ain't pulling no guns out. I just said, who the fuck? Damn, motherfucking chill.
Hell, fuck with you. No, that's the homie from Wisconsin, man. That's the homie from Wisconsin.
What's up, man? Hey, how's the Green Bay going?
Green Bay's all right. Yeah, I'm not a big Green Bay Packer fan. I'm a big Brewers fan, though.
Oh, Vice.
Okay.
4679. 4679. 4679.
Maybe you could text his ass.
Ain't no V in seven, goddamn it, seven. I don't know what y'all be talking about.
What's your show going on?
It's on right now. It's on the popping. Pop, 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 pop. You hear the millions of people on the line. Everybody say hey. Yeah, I guess you can say that. Yeah, say what's up. There you go.
People can hear me live on the air from your phone now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my phone is having sex with my home phone.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
Are you just joking?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, no, they can hear you. You can't hear them, but they can hear you.
Tell them I say enough big up, enough respect to all the people out there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Christ is after all of us. I'm going to go on the year live now. On the other line.
That's what's up.
Alright.
Yeah. Vice Grip from the Vice Grip Unity Show. Call it in.
Tell him to call into the right number and don't call it to his show.
Hey, I ain't think about that. Ah, man, I think about that. That was fucked up, man.
Oh, man, shout out to Vice. Hey, you checked out his MySpace. He's all suited up in a white little suit with a top hat, man. He's all pink.
Yeah, he got a suit on and shit. What the fuck happened?
Hey, man, how did that thing go for his, for the New Year's part, or the Memorial Day?
Memorial Day. Nah, man, you know, that shit got rained out like a bitch. They planning another one though, and for the summer. So.
Oh man, that shit.
They did the after party and shit. They say like 10,000 people showed up, but you know that wasn't compared to the 300 I was expected to show up. Shit. So you know they were charging $50 for parking and shit. All other kind of shit. Damn. Come on, man, fucking Google, man. Goddamn Google fucking up already. Here go the Chrome shit. Here y'all go, going off y'all reference. Yeah, get Google Chrome. It's cool. Fucking get
it. It is. It's the best. What are you talking about?
Shit ain't no fucking best. Shit freezing up like a motherfucker. Go ahead and get your damn Internet Explorer back up and popping. Fuck that. Damn shit y'all talking about. Alright. But anyway. I don't know. Anyways, shit.
It's pleased to meet you. Hey, it smells so good. It smells so good. What's the number to the show?
What the who to happen?
What's the number to the show?
Hey, where's your co-host at? Come on, Smelly.
911. I don't know. You know, it'd be late night, man. She over there sleeping and shit, playing with herself, you know. It's all good. Oh, my bad, girl. I didn't know you were still on the phone. Girl, I didn't know you were still on the phone.
Oh,
shit, my bad.
No.
My bad.
No,
I thought I was talking in front of your back, girl. I thought I was talking in front of your back.
I'm trying to get my face.
Did I get you who?
I'm trying to get my friend to call in. But what?
Oh, why? Because it's late night? And she think you prank calling her and shit?
Why don't you just move back, Tasha, and twirl around and, like, ask, you know.
Oh, now you're talking to me. Oh, you're talking
yes,
to me
yes, I'm talking
now.
To you. Just go back and twirl around in a circle and then ask a question.
You want to
okay,
talk?
Here we go. Want to see your ass. Oh, we got the cam on?
No.
Turn the cam
on. The cam don't work. The stupid Blog Talk thing don't even have the cam on.
Oh, I'm talking about instant messenger. Al, I didn't know what you were talking about. Shit.
Oh.
Never mind.
Miss Tasha.
Oh.
Well, Miss Tasha, where can I come down under so I can go down under.
You in Vice Grip. You in home.
Oh, my God. Come on, Sadie. If you're going to say it right. Man. Say it right, Sadie. Say, hey, Miss Tasha. Say, hey, Miss Tasha. When can I go to the land of down under so I can get down under?
Fuck that. When can I put your shrimp on the barbie?
Shrimp on the Barbie. Excuse me, where can I get some shrimp on the Barbie?
Where can I put your shrimp on the Barbie, shit?
Hello.
That's how you talk to him. You come up, grab him by the ass, and be like, hey, when can I put your shrimp on the Barbie? And see what kind of reaction you get.
Charles. Hello.
See what kind of reaction
Charles.
You get.
I might know when I can put. When can you come over, Ms. Tasha, so we can say some encouraging words to each other?
Hell nah. I'll say encouraging words.
Sadie, keep trying, motherfucker. Jesus.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
that's supposed to be Charles.
Yeah, no, you can't do it like me, man. Plus,
what is
Charles is a respectful brother, man. You can't be throwing him in a scenario like that, man.
Is that the shocking video? Yeah.
Shout out to Charles Howard, man, and Be Encouraged Radio.
Hey, if y'all haven't clicked the link,
I'm so
click
sorry.
The link. What happened?
My phone cut out.
Oh, maybe you should wash some dishes. Go wash some dishes.
Oh, you know what? I've already done the dishes. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I think you need to do them again.
No, you should do the dishes.
You
want to
see? Hold on.
Yeah, go to the sink and go do some dishes.
Hey, man.
What'd you say, Teddy? What did
you
say, Teddy?
Look. I said you should come on the camera with nothing but an apron on.
Hey, man. Really?
And make us some cookies.
See? You don't see her dishes, don't you? Huh? Huh? What? That cleaned up.
Yeah, I do. Natasha, why are you going to have to...
Hey, anyway.
To put me on
what?
The spot like that.
Look. Look.
Oh,
what the fuck? So anyway.
No, I'm missing something. God damn it! The hell is going on over here? The hell is going on?
I'm just flirting with Miss Tasha.
The hell is going on over here? Yeah. See,
Nettie.
See?
Since Nettie don't want to flirt with me no more in the chat room because
yeah.
I guess there's spies on her.
Where's shit at? You drop this bomb on your ass. Where my shit at? Hold on.
Hey, you ain't got no other videos besides this guy getting electrocuted? Cause that guy got
zapped. Yeah, that shit. That was crazy.
I can find some videos. Oh my god.
Find some videos, darling.
Yes, I have a video. Oh my god, I have a video. Hold on.
Okay. You have a video. Where is the video?
Yeah, goddamn.
Oh, I got a video.
Well,
for you guys. You guys want to see how nice the police are in California? Look at how nice the police are in California. I'm posting it in the chat room. Hold on, as we speak.
Hey, Mr. Blessed, man.
There you go.
Hey,
jump
blessed
on in there, Blessed
what are you doing,
Love.
Man?
Hey, Mr. Blessed Lover, Mr. CD, and the lady over there. How you all doing? God bless all of you. You understand what I'm saying? I am so blessed to communicate with you guys, and a blessing to me.
Hey, what are you doing, man?
Man, I'm just chilling out over here in Florida.
Oh, man. Blessed Love.
Positive vibes, no, positive, nothing negative, because you don't know that love brings prosperity, happiness, purity, everything that good, you understand what I'm saying? Love bring us together, love don't divide us, you understand what I'm saying? And all we need is love, the world needs love. I don't know by script, you know, preach pure love, I don't preach nothing, we call them hate, because hate is poison, it is diseases, it is destruction. It is everything that bad. You understand what I'm saying? Hate destroys our people. And love bring our people together. And heal our people body. Cleanse our people body. That's what love did. So we need love. We need to come together. We need unity. That's why I script of the unity show. And Mr. DJ Sinner so good gonna run the unity show. Alongside Mr. Goofy Bone and Mr. CD. Jay, you don't know.
Baby powder fresh.
It's a mention.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, what the hell is this?
So you all doing out there?
What these motherfuckers doing? Putting a ticket on the damn car or something? Listen in. Oh, I'm running the show back on me. Oh, hold on.
Hey, you know, Dave Carradine, they said that that he died with his hands tied in his back.
Man, they said the man had his balls tied together.
Yeah, they said that too.
And a fucking rope around his neck. How do you accidentally put a rope around your balls and around your neck? How do you make it that far? All the males that's on this line, how do you make it past the balls?
Shit, I don't have... There's only mouths that go around my balls.
Man.
If you can't do it right, then I'm going to punch you. Straight up.
You got... man, ain't no sexual... Ain't that much sexual fucking freaking this shit to tie your balls up in a string and then tie it around your neck? Hell no, man. Ain't no fucking way.
Well, I got to leave, everybody, because Miss Tasha is being disrespectful and not talking to me. So.
Hold up, man. Did you just say?
Nah. I got to go take a shower. I just had to point a finger at somebody.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
But I love you, Miss
Tasha,
and I just want everybody to know that.
Oh, I love you.
And I love Nettie, but Nettie's all stuck up nowadays because she's probably doing a supervisor position. But.
What the fuck is, man, y'all better not come to my motherfucking house with this bullshit. Walking up talking about
a
shaky
note.
Man, what kind of gay ass shit is this? Man, do y'all fucking job. Sit y'all ass at the donut shop and watch and then goddamn report. That's all you got to fucking do.
Exactly. All right, I'll call y'all later. I'll probably be on Vox's show.
What kind of shit is this sticky notes? Bitch, if I see you putting a sticky note on my goddamn car. Bitch, stop looking in the goddamn purses. What the fuck are you looking in people's vehicles for? You should just be sitting your punk ass in the parking lot waiting for something to happen. Something pop off. Woo! Boom, do your job. You being all fucking sneaky and shit. Look at this old punk shit. You dumb ass.
Captain Commando.
Man, that's what y'all taxpayers' money is going to, people, right there. Fucking security guards, a.k.a. your police force, goddamn putting fucking sticky notes on a goddamn cop.
A.k.a. the mall cop.
Yeah, thank you, mall cop. That's exactly what it is. Fucking observing report.
Yeah, they went to see that. They went.
They watching the burnt dude. Yeah, dude got his ass smoked. He was a shocking. That was a shocking situation.
Wow.
Hey, turn your lights off, girl. What you wasting all the electricity for? You doing something in the kitchen? See, me and you couldn't get along. We couldn't get along. You wasting power and shit. Fuck that shit, girl. I'm fucking. You be walking in the walls, fucking with me. I got full electricity. I got a candle and shit. Fuck that shit, girl. This economy is on slim slow right now. We got to conserve. We got lights all on and shit. It's all bright back there and shit. Y'all turn some lights off and just open up the refrigerator. Shit. The food will be all right.
And open up the refrigerator? Here, look. You know what?
I'll turn the stove light on. There you go. It's still bright now. Brighter than a motherfucker. There you go. Oh, you did ask me that earlier that I want something to drink. What you drinking on? I ain't asked you to show me. That's a damn Macedonian cup.
It's not a fucking Macedonian cup.
That is. That's the goddamn Macedonian flag on the motherfucker. I see it, girl. That's what's happening, though. Represent.
It's not a fucking Macedonian flag.
Macedonski. Hey, everybody, today's lesson. Y'all stay KT Nucham Madonski La Boris. There y'all go. That's y'all lesson for the day. And no bro, no chain to you.
Oh, yeah, you guys not the music today.
Oh, yeah, man, you know, we're getting into all kind of crazy funky tunes and sounds and all that. You know what I'm saying? Just the lines happen to just blow up like that. You know, everybody wanted to talk to nobody all at once. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go ahead and accommodate that. You know what I'm saying? I had to accommodate that.
So many people in the chat room.
Another video. Oh, man, okay. I don't know, man. We got like 400 people, man. We got like gangster party going on. Everybody fighting and shit, you know what I'm saying? They throwing cyber chairs and shit. And I'm back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what the fuck? Net had to leave. Net said she out of the building. She got a pill off. That's what time it is. Shouts out to hotels.com. You know what I'm saying? One of our only legal sponsors. You know what I'm saying? That we ain't getting paid for, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? This is one of our best sponsors before we get into some music. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Big Hell Cars, man. Yeah! Big Bang!
Brought to you by When's so good. Christmas, that's true.
Yeah, we got a song and we're coming back.
Fuck you, Baltimore. If you're coming up by a new car this weekend, you're a big enough smut to come to Big Bill Hell's Car. Bad deal. Cars that break down. See, if you think you're going to find a bargain at Big Bill, you can kiss my ass. It's our belief that you're such a stupid motherfucker. You'll fall for this bullshit. Guaranteed. If you find a better deal, shove it up your ugly ass. You heard us right. Shove it up your ugly ass. Bring your tray. Bring your time. Bring your wife. We'll fuck her. That's right. We'll fuck your wife. Because it's Big Bill Hell. You're fucked 6 ways from Sunday. Take a hike to Big Bill Hell. Home of challenge pissing. That's right, challenge pissing. How does it work? If you can piss 6 feet in the air straight up and not get wet, you get no down payment. Don't wait. Don't delay. Don't fuck with us or we'll rip your nuts off. Only at Big Bill Hell. The only dealer that tells you to fuck off. Hurry up, asshole. This event ends the minute after you write us a check. And it better not bounce or you're a dead motherfucker. Go to hell. Big Bill Hell's Car. Baltimore's filthiest and exclusive home of the meanest sons of bitches in the state of Maryland. Guaranteed.
Big Bill's Hell's Cars. You can find them at 1232 North Caroline Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21213. Or you could call them at area code 410-685-0982.
Yeah. So let's go.
Yeah.
Better life. Income loads, it is so sky high.
see me a dipping me. Yes, suck your mother. I hear big bum buck like bunty by the man ring. Suck your mother. Da 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 da. Why you say?
The persona like
what? Why you say?
Now my selector.
Vivo. All I wanna like you tell you all of them to be got choke up. I stop with food your life we get cut up. Put up your mingle finger fine. Tell them to fuck up.
Tell him everything I come wiper, we can kill you that till he broke up. Now this no man from big ship, I rate you every bus up. Beat them over like when capital does up. Enemy a friend, me get
cut up. Kaboom!
I'm blood rich, real fat money shit. The coupe on Ace the Ritz glitz like a son of a bitch. My campaign off the same Hussein Obama shit. Recoup a couple of millions by the time the next summer is. I'm block rich, I'm block rich. I'm block rich, 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 real, fat money shit, the coupe on Easter is good like a son of a bitch, my campaign off the same as St. Obama shit, recoup a couple of millions by the time the next summer is.
The hell? Oh. Damn, shit. Fucking up, man. All right, people. Let's get back on the comedy hour. Bring everybody back in. We got Texas, Alabama, Coochamonga. Everybody ever from some fucking well. Goddamn shit. Bring your ass. Bring your ass. Let it refresh about 3, 4, 5, 8 times. Then everybody be back in like magic shit. Yeah. And we back live on the Regular Game Radio Show. This is Free Fall Friday going down right here. Let me tweet this episode. Yeah, y'all can hit me up on Twitter. Twitter, you know what I'm saying, /DJ Smells So Good, MySpace. Type in anything and I'll pop up. Literally, type in anything and I'll pop up. I made a tag like that.
Hey, DJ Smells So Good.
What that guan? What that guan?
Hey, man, you see that song, The Income Low, The Bills So Sky High, a lot of people don't know how deep that song is. That song is very deep. It's more than just about a song, man, because, like I said, from 2000, I predicted that all these crises was coming to affect us. So, you know, from early 2004, I did this song, The Income Low, The Bills So Sky High. We need to open up our eyes, see what's going on around the world. They waste billions of dollars to do the wrong thing. And they did not try to help the poor to live a better life because they want poor people to stay poor all the time. This is real, man. This is no joke. I see this coming. You understand what I'm saying? While the income was low and, you know, mortgage was continuously going up sky high, rent, light bill, water bill, everything was continuously going up. And, you know, the income, they did not increase the income, you know. There's like, you know, billions of dollars waste in the wrong thing and, you know, nothing for us. So, you know, that's why we are where we are now with this crisis that affecting all of us. This crisis, economical crisis, don't affect just one set of people. And that's what I'm saying. This economical crisis affects people from all race, whether you are black, white, pink, blue, gay, straight, lean, no matter who you are. This crisis affects everyone. You understand what I'm saying? They don't know. 4 years from 2004, saying I come up with this other song about the economical pressure that affects us. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You prophecy. You're a prophesizer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. This is
telling the future, homie.
And recently, a lot of people have been calling me, asking me if the president get a copy of this song. You understand what I'm saying? They are concerned. And you don't know when Vice Grip did out there in the sun and the rain, knock on thousands of doors. You understand what I'm saying? Tell people to come out to vote. Get people, register people to vote as well, you know? 40-odd years old, 50-odd years old, never register to vote, much less to have a voter's registration. You understand what I'm saying? And I go out there and I get them to fill out the application so that they can get their card so that they can go and vote. You understand what I'm saying? Vice Group, go out there and do it hard. In the sun and the rain, man, I do it hard. You understand what I'm saying? Not because he's black, but, you know, to bring changes to the world, to bring changes for people from all races. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them did not going to make it, but I did have confidence within myself that I know that you're going to make it. You're going to win. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Piss me off when I'm doing my little campaigning and shit. We threw a little barbecue. We was at a park. You know what I'm saying? We'll give away free food and shit, you know what I'm saying? And just to get people registered. So the motherfucking police going to bring their punk ass up. You know what I'm saying? Like when the park was getting ready to close, everybody was getting ready to leave any fucking way. Ain't going to talk about, y'all need to get out of here. Y'all need to clear out. So we like, well, everybody leaving anyway. You know what I'm saying? We shutting down anyway. So my homeboy had a U-Haul truck with the music in it. We go to crank up. Now, the whole park cleared. It ain't up like us four, on me and my three homeboys left. The damn U-Haul truck don't crank up. Okay, now it's two, three, like about five officers left. Like, they pulled up like, you know what I'm saying, like we was out there fighting or something. Boom, I stepped to the officer. And they like, well, you guys got to get the truck out of there. Now, I'm driving. You know what I'm saying? I got my own vehicle. I could leave, but now I'm trying to give my homeboy truck a jump. But, of course, you know what I'm saying? A car ain't going to jump off no truck. All right, so boom. The police say, well, look, we need all y'all give us your driver's license. You know what I'm saying? And your IDs. Like, for what? All y'all finna be trespassed from the park. Like, what the hell for? Y'all just asked us to leave, you know what I'm saying? You see that the truck dead, so we can't leave until the truck get crunked. Well, they can't leave, you know what I'm saying? So they talking, well, you had your chance, you finna get, So while they over there running the info and shit, doing whatever dumb shit they was doing, I stepped to the office. I was like, well, I said, why are y'all coming out here tripping when we out here trying to help out, you know what I'm saying, the campaign, and we out here, you know, trying to get people registered to vote. You know, I said, I personally got, you know, over 30 people, you know what I'm saying, registered to vote. And it was like, it might have been 100, maybe 100 people out there. You know what I'm saying? It's just that it was one strip, and everybody was, you know what I'm saying, filled up in cars. So I would say it was 100, maybe 100, 150 people out there. The damn white chick, you know what I'm saying, she going to bust out her mouth. That's all you got signed up?
What?
That's what the white officers say. She told me something. That's all you got signed up was only 31 people. Out of all of these people, hundreds of people here, that's all you got signed up was 31 people.
So what does that mean?
I said, ma'am, let me tell you something. I said, first of all, the majority of these people here are all felons. I said, so what we doing here today is not even trying to register in the vote. We trying to get people rights restored. And that's what I had the paperwork for rights restoration. You know what I'm saying? And I had done got like about 15 people, you know what I'm saying, signed up to get their rights restored. Which you need that before you can even, you know, worry about some damn, you know, voting shit. So,
yeah.
I mean, I said, you, I wanted to call her a closed-minded bitch, but she was in uniform, you know what I'm saying? But the shit really, that shit really pissed me off. I was like, you know, we out here trying to do something good. It don't matter if you got one motherfucker signed up. You know what I'm saying? What did you do for the campaign? You know what I'm saying? Did you get any of your fellow officers to go and register, you know what I'm saying, for either candidate?
Yeah, that's very commendable of you. You know,
the shot as a bird, man.
It's not just voting for first. It's people need to change themselves first. People need to understand that you're the creator of your own life, and you need to create love and kindness and compassion and caring before you put in the hands of somebody else.
Yeah.
So once you start with yourself, then you can spread it around.
Yeah, and that'd be the problem, though. I mean, you putting people, and it ain't even about black or white. You know what I'm saying? You're just putting people without compassion into a community that's compassionate. You know what I'm saying? That's just like putting an asshole into any community. He gonna be an asshole.
No, we got this problem of fear in the world. You know, people hoard stuff. People like, you know, store stuff. They want to share because they're fearful that they're gonna lose it. That's not acting in love. That's acting in fear. And that's what the world's all about, is acting in fear. So we need to act in love and share and be compassionate.
And check this out. I did not just get people registered. I did not just register people to vote for just Barack Obama. I registered people to vote for McCain as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I didn't take no side. I just go there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I didn't like really go out to speak on behalf of Obama. You know what I'm saying? I went out with Right, restoration papers and voter restoration. None of them said Obama, none of them said McCain. It was just register to vote. I mean, that was the goal, you know what I'm saying, was to get people signed up to vote. I don't give a damn who you go into the poll and vote for independent, you know what I'm saying? But as long as you know, just be a part of this movement, you know what I'm saying, so we can show people that. My whole thing is, man, if you took one person out of every, you know, every day, you know what I'm saying, and everybody that donated to his goddamn campaign donated $1 to every person once a day, everybody would be a millionaire every fucking day. You'll make a millionaire every fucking day.
That's what I really want.
They made over $50 million a month for that man off of strictly motherfucking donations from us, from the citizens, from people, just everyday people, sending in $5, $1, $10, you feel me? And over $50 a month, every single fucking month that he ran his goddamn campaign. So come on, man, how the hell as we as Americans are broke, if we can accumulate that much money, you know what I'm saying, in less than a month's time for one person. So take one person, accumulate that much money, boom. Next, by the end of the month, shit, you got 30 fucking millionaires.
But how much money do you spend on all the celebration and bullshit?
Exactly. I mean,
you don't need to
play for his party. We paid for
shit.
His party now too.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
You got to understand that. But at the same time, shit, he the president. God damn it, I'd be balling like a motherfucker too if I was. You know, I'd be barbecuing in the front yard. I'd be smoking weed and everything else. But I goddamn sure this country be ran right though, because my personal preferences ain't got nothing to do on how this motherfucking country's supposed to be ran. And one person don't run this country.
Actually, it does, though, DJ, because what your thoughts, what your words, what your action is, that's what the universe is obeying
obeying to. So if you're a person that speaks evil and does evil actions, that's what is going to come across your way.
Okay, yeah, true that, true that. Yeah, you got to.
You know, you live in fear, you're going to attract fear. You want to live in drama, you want to speak drama, drama's going to be attracted to you.
Yeah.
That's why I keep telling my friends here. He wonder why he gets all these drama, because you live a life of drama.
Yeah,
and that's
real.
What you're attracting to.
That's like females. I done dated two females that watch that Lifetime shit. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that shit. It's like watching soap operas. And then you go out and you try to live that shit. I mean, you got to understand between, you know, reality and just some virtual shit. Just like, you know, this shit right here, you know what I'm saying? This is virtual. I mean, it's reality at the same time, too. So you can't just take everything to heart. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That might be said on this show, because you're dealing with a lot of different people, different personalities and everything else.
Right.
But
I saw a preview. I know you like the Bullets Hollywood, but there's a movie coming called Surrogates with Bruce Willis. This shit's awesome. What it is is they make a likeness of you that they put out in the world, and that likeness of you can like experience everything in life, and you're able to feel pleasure on what your second double does, which is kind of awesome.
Or pain.
Pain, yeah. If your double's having sex, you're able to feel it. So
but if he getting his ass whooped, then you over there in the bathroom getting your ass whooped. Like, oh, shit, Now I'm fucking, and I'm getting my ass whooped while I'm trying to get some pussy.
But you can do everything legally. You can smoke a blunt and shit, and like, well, it's not illegal because I'm feeling it, but he's doing it.
Yeah.
So you got
a body double. That's just like The Island. They trying to do a spinoff of The Island. You seen that movie, The Island?
Oh, I don't think I have.
They got a movie. It was called The Island, where it was a company. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They was making clones of people, but what it was, this was for people that was like terminally ill. So when they die, you know what I'm saying? They sperm or whatever the fuck they DNA they clone will continue on to that same life.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like they still living and shit. So
that's good.
But, what's up?
Who's that gentleman there?
Oh, this is Brother Abu. From Wisconsin. And I mean brother as not in black or white, you know what I'm saying? On my show, everybody brothers and sisters.
No. I know what show I don't see no color.
I just want to make that clear to everybody, you know what I'm saying? So if you brother, I ain't black, you know, no, that means brother. We all BTR brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? When you hear this is a family.
If you heard what I said earlier, I make it clear. When I go out there in the sun and the rain campaigning for Barack Obama, I didn't do it because of the color of his skin. You understand what I'm saying? I did it because I want changes for people from all race, changes for the United States and the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you put all of us together, you get a Barack Obama. You got a Mexican, you got Australian, you got a Jamaican. Well, where you originally from? Abu?
I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but my parents were born in Jerusalem, so I'm Palestinian.
Okay, so boom,
American
there you go.
Palestinian, yeah.
There you go. So Palestinian and shit, a Floridian. So hell, we make up everything that the Obama stands for. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what his background is. You know what his.
No, my whole point is this: we need to hold people accountable for their actions. We can't just be like dumb sheep going, you know, blind and sheep. If you see a politician that's doing wrong, he needs to come out, and he needs to be called on the table.
Yeah.
But too many of us have just let these guys run away with the country,
and we don't
say nothing
about it. Party away with it. Yeah,
you don't get it from this guy over here, and trust me, the truth will come out, and I will seek the truth, and the truth will come out.
Yeah.
What's your name, Babu?
Abu.
Oh.
Babu.
you know what I said on my show, what I've been saying, that... If Democrats are corrupt, Republicans are corrupt too.
Oh, both of them, yeah.
If one, so I don't take no side. You understand what I'm
right.
saying?
I don't take no side either.
So that's why I say both Democrats and Republicans need to put the politics one side and let us come together and unite the people. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's all about the people. It's not about politics. You understand what I'm saying? Because you know the politics divide us as a people.
Yeah, you're right. It's about love. It's not about what your opinion is or my belief is or something. It's all about love. And that's a universal language.
It's all about unity. We need to come together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To make it better. Because this racism and hate crime is another one to that divide us. And this religion thing, you know what I'm saying? We need to respect people for their religion, no matter what religion they are. Because we are one people from God, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All of us are serving one God, you know what I'm saying? And we need to acknowledge that we are one people from God. And in time that we acknowledge that we are one people from God, then we're going to have a better world to live. And a better United States to live. You understand what I'm saying? So
you know how we're gonna, make a better United States?
Yeah. Tell them.
Oh.
This is how.
Tell them.
This is Proposition 421.
The world was less like this.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put
that out.
Hold on. I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day.
Smoking kills unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
I'm on Proposition 420, so kill all the smokers. Kill all the smokers. All leave them alone. I'm Proposition 420, so that don't apply to me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a Proposition Abu. I want to legalize hemp. That's what I want to legalize.
That's real. 420, baby. Woo! Every day. I'm trying to find some cheap hemp clothing, man.
Hey, I be smoking hemp soap. I mean, brushing my teeth like this soap made out of hemp.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, they say hemp is everything, man. The clothing down here is high as hell, man. I be trying to, I want to try to switch my wear over to all hemp, but man, them outfits is like $100 and shit. You know what I'm saying? The pants be like $50-$60, and the shirt is like $100 outfit.
You know, we cut down trees, right? You can plant hemp, whatever the hell you call it, hemp plants.
Yeah,
and you can make paper out of that. You can make strong ropes out of hemp, but they won't do it because why? Because money. They're fearful of money because it can be grown anywhere. That's what I'm talking about. That's the fear.
You know that. That's why I say we don't have to live off of money though. Bitches be like, man, please. We didn't have money before. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We didn't have money. We had barter and trade. You know, I had something material. I had a service. You know what I'm saying? The skill that I possess, you know what I'm saying? And we bought it and traded. So even if the world currency do crash, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, go back to motherfucking barter and trade. Everybody still got special skills. And we all need each other for that special skill, you know what I'm saying? So you can't just do anything on your own. Everybody still going to need everybody. So figure out your special skill and communicate. So there you go.
I got a question for the ladies.
Hey, number one lady.
You don't got a chat room there? You can type this question in?
Oh, well, ain't nobody in the chat room right now. I'll be honest on my show, you know what I'm saying? Because the archives is what it's all about, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Here's my question. Long and thin or short and thick? And if you choose the latter, are you okay with extension and toys to make up for the latter?
Oh, that's from the top of Triple X.
Oh my God! Seriously? Okay. That's a hard one. It
wow,
really
Tasha is silent.
No, you know why? Because at the end of the day, I don't really give a fuck as long as his tongue works right.
Wow! Yeah, that's. See, I'm a tongue person, you know. See, now here's a question for the males out there. Are you more of a giver or a receiver?
I'm both. Shit.
Hey, man, welcome to ask me that.
Oh, I can tell you that, too.
Yeah, I'm both. I don't give a damn, you know what I'm saying? She wanted me to start the race off, goddammit. Hey, I'm starting it off. You want to crank the motorcycle up? Get on and let's ride. Shit.
No, I'm saying, is your main purpose like to get her off or to get you off?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. It depends on the situation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you be in a race to, you be in like a competition to get the other person also. I mean, if you're in that type of situation, yeah. But if you're in it just for the pleasure of, you know what I'm saying? It's always ladies first.
Yeah, that's me.
I'm gonna get mine anyways, girl. That could have been in you. That could have been in you. You know what I'm saying? All over your belly. All over your belly. Fuck it. Oh, I forgot she was on the phone.
So, what are our favorite positions, Natasha?
My favorite position?
Yeah.
Wow.
We covered this.
I really love it. I love to be in control, though. I'm one of these. I really love to be in control, so I guess me on top of him doing my thing. But also, I love it from the back, too. I can't believe I'm saying this. Yeah, I do. I love it from the back.
Oh, you can believe it, baby. This is live on the Record the Game radio show.
What about 69? What about 69? You like that?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's when I have competition. Who's going to come first? I always think.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's the 69. That's like competition right there. That's like you trying to battle and shit like.
That's right.
See,
that's
different.
And I always do.
Hey.
I haven't lost yet.
Wow.
Oh, man. We having the suck off the Olympics coming up in 2010. Make sure you get your partner.
Oh, shit. I'll win that hands down. I'm fucking gold medal 10 times over.
Platinum lips over here, people. Platinum lips over here. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, platinum lips.
We got lightning going on, so I'm finna play a song and switch up and use my cell phone and get off of this house phone. 17 minutes left to the show anyway, so let's play another funky tune by my dog.
Hey.
Now this is a song I want to dedicate to old Miss Tasha. Natasha. This one is for you, Natasha.
Thank you,
thank you.
Is your number one truth hurt, man?
Yeah. It's right here live, man. Wrecking the Game Radio. Coming back with some more hits. Thunder and lightning. Gotta practice safety first.
On that pussy and suck it off, so I can blame it on the liquor while I age out. I want to be that type pussy before I leave the house. While I'm in the studio or the streets, that's all I think about. I want a bitch you love to fuck and hate to talk. Lil mama fuck with a thug so I can change you up. And we can fuck with the lights on or even off. And you can tell the nigga she fucking real flow. Me type pussy been searching for you throughout the south. And I'm the thug in the streets that you done heard about. Shawty, where the fuck you at? Yeah. I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Done been through the hood, even where the crackers be. And still ain't found Miss tight pussy in the street. She gotta have a lot of class and she keep it G. And she ain't mad cause I ain't fucked there in a whole week. Ain't fucking flawed, nigga, she keep that pussy tight for me. So if you fuck up my nigga, it's gon' cost you a fee. And money keep me up tight pussy, put me to sleep. So try to run gain your money and your talk is cheap. Because she got a lot of class, don't mean she ain't street. And if she see a flaw in your nigga, she don't speak. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. The search high and low, shawty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shawty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, I hope you in this damn club. And I don't wanna make
tight pussy, she straight thuggin'. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. Now search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. Now search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Hey, this your boy Hurt, man. Miss tight pussy, when you see me in the street, get at me.
That's it. What you want? What you want?
Confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was a lot of, never mind.
Natasha. Triple H, yes, that's my co-host. Right,
hey,
in the live, man.
Did that.
Did
that.
How you doing the team like that?
What song was hers, though? The one that said Alotta Vagina? Is that the one?
No, that's just my little skit I'm using.
Oh.
So that's how it
goes. Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, you see, the song clubbing about it, I want the people them to understand. I want them to know that this song is to open the people them eyes, to open up their eyes, to let them see that some of us pulling down our own self by pulling down others, we are pulling down our own self. You understand what I'm saying? When someone tries to pull down their brothers and sisters, they're not only going to pull down their brothers and sisters, they are pulling down their own self too. So you don't know. All the crabs in the barrel not getting nowhere, not going nowhere because they are pulling on each other. You understand? Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we got Mr. Vice Grip with the crabs.
Hey, I got a question for Vice Grip. Hey, Vice Grip, you ever read the book Conversations with God?
Conversation of God. I never read that one. But
no, Conversations with God.
No, you have a book like that?
Oh, you should read it. It's a very, very informative. It goes with what you're saying about unity and stuff like that. There's like three books, 650 pages.
I need to get a copy of it. Where can I get a copy of that book?
I'm sure a public library, or you can go on the internet. They're selling it for 50 cents. The shipping handling is like $3.50. So you get like you get all three books for like $12.
Yeah.
Very, very well informative. I mean, I've been reading that. I've been like, my mind's been changing. My heart's been changing about loving people more and stuff like that, yeah.
And what's the name of the book?
Conversations with God.
Okay.
And the author's name is Neil Donald Walsh. He's got three books.
I got to check it out, man.
Yeah, you'll be enlightened, trust me.
If I'd open up my eyes to a lot of things, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because you see, racism and hate crime and discrimination and fight against other people because of religion or their race.
Right.
I don't support that. I don't support that, man.
It talks about them. No, it's not a religious book. It opens your eyes to religion as far as the kind of the evils of religion.
Yeah,
right.
If that's the case, you read the Gods of the Egyptians?
No.
All right. You might want to check that one out, too. But that's some hard-to-find type shit, though.
That's why I have the song Crash in the Barrel, you know? You know, if you listen to it, whenever Mr. DJ Smells so good play it, you listen to it where it said, being black or white is not a crime. The problem is a part of the mind. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not a color thing. It's just a mind thing.
We're going to get into the song so we can have a couple more minutes to come back and chit-chat for the last couple of seconds. You know what I'm saying? This is Mr. Vice Grip. Don't forget, we got the Unity Show coming up directly after this from 2 to 4. You know what I'm saying? Eastern Standard Time. Going down live. Links will be dropped. Y'all can call in 646-595-4679. Be a part of the show at 646-595-4679. It's going down.
I gotta get props to Natasha's pictures online.
Oh yeah. Coming back live right here, Second of the Game Radio.
Fight against each other, more than all we help each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Club in a barrel, full bad mind. Take another human life just to eat your meal. How do you feel when you eat your meal from the blood of destruction? How do you sleep? Drink from the blood of corruption. Grabbing a barrel, so bad man.
What in the going on? Shit is frozen up. Oh, my bad. I didn't think y'all could hear me.
I'm good.
She's frozen up.
Oh, my goodness. I am so cold. It is so cold out here.
You ain't never found out the temperature yet, girl. And find out how cold it is in Australia. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what. Let's go to weather.com.
Hey, Natasha.
Yes.
Let's find out what's.
Hey, your all natural photo is kicking on the internet.
Hurts.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
as well as a tattooed bosom.
Oh, there it is. Hey, drop that link.
Wait a minute, you like the all natural photo?
What?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
You like the all-natural photo?
Not really.
No.
But you know, it's a lot of people's favorite. So, like,
how are y'all? It's 48 degrees.
I don't know.
In Australia right now.
Wow.
That ain't cold. That's cold. Cool. But that ain't
cold. That's not cold for me. That's awesome.
The wind is calm, your UV index is low, 93 centimeters, dew point is 46 degrees,
hey,
46 Fahrenheit.
Hey, DJ, did you know that Tasha's a Gemini?
I know her birthday's in, like, 2 weeks.
And yeah, she's
gonna be partying like a motherfucker on here. It's going to be the biggest party going down for June.
You know what Gemini is, right?
Yeah.
Gemini's a two-headed monster.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm a motherfucking water bear, so I put everything out, huh? Everything needs me.
Because I'm a Gemini, too, that's why.
Oh, well, I'm Aquarius, brother. I'm a water bear. Everybody needs water. God damn it, you can't survive without the Aquarius, without the water shit. So.
Well, actually, Gemini and Aquarius do well together.
I get along with everybody.
They do.
Oh, shit, we only got 90 seconds to spill our guts out to the next show. It's going down, man. Hey, man, I hope y'all join me live on the Vice Unity show. I know it's like 2 in the morning for you, my sexy co-host, Ms. Natasha Triple X. Thank you. And thank all the guests for popping in, man, hanging out with Regular Game Radio. Live every day we can get up on this song, bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. So shout out to you, man. Wisconsin. California, Jamaica, Australia, Florida, Texas.
The whole universe.
There you go. Damn it, that covers it all. Shit, the fucking universe. So that's out to
I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to Goofy. I love you, Goofy. And Seti, I love you too, Seti. You're too quiet though. Wake up.
The number for the next show is 646-595-5679.
And to all of you, may your thoughts, words, and actions be orgasmic in the universe.
You got that number, my friend?
Say what?
Let it carry.
Get that number, 646-595-4679 for the next show.
And the show starts in approximately 1 minute because I have to hang up and log into the other show. Peace. Thank y'all, man.
646-595.